Cape Cod Country Club, a jewel of the public golf scene on Cape Cod and across Massachusetts over the last nearly 100 years, is on the brink of becoming a solar field. After 4 years of meetings and commissions, trying to figure out what to do with the land, a distant future is now suddenly a very close reality. So how did one of Cape Cod's most historic golf courses end up here? Originally known as Coonamesset, the golf course opened in 1928. It was designed by Devereux Emmett and Alfred Tull, two Golden Age architects who were incredibly prolific. Devereux Emmett's work spans the East Coast, a lot of work in New York. He has 27 holes that exist in Massachusetts, the 18 at Cape Cod Country Club, and also 9 more holes at Dudley Hill in Dudley, Massachusetts. Over the nearly 100 years of the course's existence, it's been known also as the Treadway Inn, Clausen's Inn and Golf, and finally, Cape Cod Country Club. It's hosted 3 state Mass Open championships from 1955 to 1957, quite a distinction for a golf course, especially a public golf course. In 1960, 2 U.S. Open champions, Arnold Palmer and Billy Casper, played a match at Cape Cod Country Club. In those 1940s, 50s, and 60s, it wasn't just known as a golf course. It was an inn, it was a resort. And in 1949, the Falmouth Playhouse was built. It hosted shows and concerts for people visiting Cape Cod and for locals as well. A lot of people who play Cape Cod Country Club now remember their parents going to these shows if they grew up in the area, and some of them even remember going to the shows themselves as teenagers, 20-somethings, going on dates and playing golf in the morning and checking out these shows and the entertainment at night. The Playhouse burned down in 1994. You can still see remnants of the Playhouse over by the Chipping Green. There's some stone walls that still exist after the fire 30 years ago. While there is a little bit of glitz and glamour tied to Cape Cod Country Club, it is also a very blue-collar golf course. It is affordable, great for juniors, great for senior golfers, retirees, and also people who are just in the area for vacation, love to play and visit Cape Cod Country Club. It's become an annual stop for many golfers who are on Cape Cod in the summer. In the 1980s, the Friel Golf Management Company bought the golf course. In its heyday, the Friel Golf Management had 15 golf course properties all around New England and the Northeast, namely Green Meadows in Hudson, New Hampshire, a 36-hole property that was built by Phil Friel, who has since passed away, a Hall of Famer in the New England PGA scene. Over the 40 years of owning the golf course, the Friel family realized it was not bringing enough money. And who could blame them when in the 2010s, golf's popularity was slowly dropping off. Less people were playing golf. The 2008 Great Recession also just took a big hit to people's ability to play golf, pay for golf, and Cape Cod Country Club was feeling that crunch. So much so that the Friel family wanted to sell the golf course. And David Friel, who runs Friel Golf Management with his brothers, said, "The expansion of golf courses on the Cape over the past decade or two and the reduction in the number of golfers nationwide has forced me from a financial viability standpoint to consider other land use options for the Cape Cod Country Club." That quote was from 2021, just in the winter after we were coming out of COVID. The golf boom was slowly happening, and it's certainly happening now with millions of golfers joining the fray and playing golf in all sorts of different ways, including playing Cape Cod Country Club and other golf courses on Cape Cod. Friel has said that he approached the 300 Land Committee Trust and asked if they would like to purchase the land in an effort to make as much money as possible off this sale. Friel could not find anybody who wanted to own the golf course. In 2021, Friel entered an agreement with Amp Energy, who is now known as Pure Sky Energy, to sell the land and have it become 3 massive solar arrays. This all happened rather quietly. People did know about it, but it seemed so far off in the future and the work that needed to be done before the golf course ever really became a solar field left a lot of people not too worried about it. The deal also involves Pure Sky giving the land to Falmouth and leasing it from them for this use of these solar panels and these three solar arrays that will cover the entire golf course. Pure Sky is also promising to offer land that is still recreational, walking trails, a sledding hill in the winter, but sadly no effort was made to even have any remnant of golf played on this land. A short course, a small putting green, something that would at least keep the life of golf on this property alive. And that does not exist right now. After town meeting votes to turn the land into solar, which is required for the transition of that land, the Cape Cod Commission voted 14-1 in favor of this project. And that is when this all became very real in the fall of 2025. On November 2nd, Pure Sky Energy hosted an open house at Cape Cod Country Club to walk people around the golf course and show them what the project will look like and where things will go over the course of the next 6 to 8 months if this project is finalized by the town meeting on November 17th. This open house had people from the town meeting who will vote on November 17th. It also had concerned neighbors who are worried about, first, losing recreational land, and second, noise and just the unsightliness of having three massive solar arrays, which when they all are put together will make the biggest solar array collection in the state of Massachusetts. There will be noise during construction. They were also worried about noise just in general from these different solar arrays and the batteries and everything else that goes into taking that energy from the sun and storing it. On a sunny November Sunday, the golf course was relatively busy with young golfers, people who traveled from different parts on the Cape to actually play the golf course because they had heard the news that it is most likely going to become a solar field starting next year. There were regulars there who were playing their Sunday match with the Patriots game, blasting on their stereo as they drove around in their carts and played around a golf. Some wore jeans. It is definitely a blue-collar, laid-back atmosphere at Cape Cod Country Club, something that will be dearly missed if this final vote goes through and the golf course becomes a solar field. There's one gentleman from the neighborhood who had just had rotator cuff surgery, and he was there with his arm in a sling, putting and chipping with just his right hand, saying it's his therapy, the walk to the golf course, spending some time with whoever ends up walking by the chipping green and the putting green as he's getting some practice in. It's his place to go to clear his mind, to not go stir crazy as he's recovering from his second rotator cuff surgery. He loves golf. He loves this place. One member wondered where he would play his golf or if he'd play golf at all if Cape Cod Country Club was gone. He said he used to hunt. He used to shoot skeet. And that's probably what he'll do if the golf course is gone. He won't go play another golf course. Falmouth Country Club is down the road. It's already very busy. By this time next year, 36 holes of public golf could be gone from Falmouth. Cape Club of Falmouth will be turning private most likely. And then of course, if Cape Cod Country Club becomes a solar field, the town in that area has lost 36 holes of golf, leaving just Falmouth Country Club to take on the possible influx of new golfers from those two golf courses to Falmouth Country Club. The hard part about this for many people is the fact that they are not anti-solar. They've also had an issue with two wind turbines that were put up about 15 years ago that caused a lot of trouble due to sound, due to light issues within the houses that were nearby. As the turbines spun, shadows would flicker in and out of living rooms and bedrooms. So this area has supported renewable energy before. They feel like there are options for solar in Falmouth that doesn't have to be on the golf course. That was another refrain from a lot of people who were at the open house or speaking with the people from Pure Sky Energy, just about why here. Obviously for Pure Sky Energy, the why here is because they found a willing seller for the land that they could use. But for others, the bigger issue is not Pure Sky Energy, it's who's selling the golf course. The Friel family has accrued many golf courses and properties in this area over decades, and they've been stewards of the game. And now they are slowly selling off these different properties, and many of them are not staying golf courses. Green Meadows in Hudson, New Hampshire, which was built by the founder of the Friel Golf Management Company, Phil Friel, David Friel's father, was sold to Target for $120 million. In the last 2 years, it's gone from being a 36-hole golf site to a warehouse for Target. It was initially sold to Amazon, and that deal fell through. This is the bigger issue with this sale. Some people argue it's a private business. They should be able to do what they want with the land. And that is a hard thing to argue against. The Friels bought the land. They bought the golf course. Some wish that they were better stewards to the game so that they pass on this golf course that's nearly 100 years old, built by a famous architect in a part of the state that is now losing more golf than it's gaining. And the next question is, what's the next golf course to go within the Friel catalog? They own a few other golf courses, and who's to say that they don't sell those ones? This is an issue that just goes beyond Cape Cod Country Club. And having guardrails for this sale, having the town have to vote, having the Cape Cod Commission have to vote, those are things that are good because it slows down the process. Some of this process went very slowly from 2021 to 2025. There wasn't much going on other than whispers around the clubhouse trying to figure out what the future of the golf course might look like. Then when the Cape Cod Commission voted 14-1 in favor of this project, things started moving very quickly for everyone involved. Golfers, employees at the golf course. They're not quite sure what next year is going to be. There's a possibility that the golf course stays open at least until July. There are some tax subsidies that will be disappearing on July 4th of 2026. In October, there was a town meeting, and many people were surprised at how many showed up to defend and protect and save Cape Cod Country Club. It's been something in the background, and now suddenly it's in the foreground, and people are paying attention. And that is very important. And on November 17th, there will be a town meeting. And in Falmouth, you are not allowed to vote as a resident or someone who just shows up to a town meeting. They have elected officials, about 240 of them, I think 242 to be exact. And they will be the ones voting on two articles that would basically open up the land for being redeveloped and being turned into this solar field. Just because people in Falmouth and people who love golf in the area can't vote, it doesn't mean they are not allowed to show up. It is an open meeting. You can voice your opinion. You can share what you believe. You can encourage the town hall and the town meeting to slow this project down, to ask David Friel once again to find a willing buyer who will keep the golf course a golf course. With the way golf has exploded since he made that quote in 2021, there is a world where someone or a group of people can save this golf course. They might be locals, they might be national. Would they pay as much as Pure Sky Energy? Probably not. Definitely not. But after selling off a golf course for $120 million in Hudson and running a company whose mission was to develop and grow the game of golf in New England, so there is still a sliver of hope for Cape Cod Country Club. There is still a potential way to find someone to come in and buy the golf course. It's given so many people joy. It will give generations joy afterwards. And that is what is important. There are plenty of other places for solar to be in Falmouth, for solar to be on Cape Cod, and to take away 18 holes and memories from generations of Cape Codders and generations of visitors seems like it's a bridge too far. So save Cape Cod Country Club, because relationships have been formed there for nearly 100 years. And there are more relationships and friendships that will be formed there if it remains a golf course. Parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, playing with nieces and nephews and sons and daughters. It matters. It's important. It's important to that community. It's important to the people who live there, the people who will live there, the people who have lived there. So save Cape Cod Country Club. It's worth saving.